Ian Scholes Gawker reports that Richard Dawkins, famed atheist, was at a skeptics convention in Dublin. After the day's activity, consisting of speeches and panels about the continuing non-existence of God, various folks retreated to bars to further insist on God's non-existence. Around 4 a.m., Rebecca Watson, conference participant and feminist non-believer, took an elevator to return to her room. Richard Dawkins was also in the elevator and invited her to his room for coffee. Ms. Watson rebuffed him. You'd think that would be that. But she returned home and blogged a few days later, quote, "I don't know how else to explain how this makes me feel very uncomfortable, but I'll just sort of lay it out. I was a single woman in a foreign country in a hotel elevator with you, just you and I. Don't invite me back to your hotel room right after I finish talking about how it creeps me out and makes me uncomfortable when men sexualize me in that manner," unquote. Now various folks weighed in on this pro and con, but then Richard Dawkins weighed in on the comments section at the science blog Varungala. Quote, "Dear Muslima, stop whining, will you? Yes, yes, I know you had your genitals mutilated with a razor blade, and yawn, don't tell me again. I know you aren't allowed to drive a car, and you can't leave the house without a male relative, and your husband is allowed to beat you, and you'll be stoned to death if you commit adultery. But stop whining, will you? Think of the suffering your poor American sisters have to put up with. Only this week I heard of one. She calls herself Skeptic, and do you know what happened to her? A man in a hotel elevator invited her back to his room for coffee. I am not exaggerating. He really did. He invited her back to his room for coffee. Of course she said no, and of course he didn't lay a finger on her, but even so, and you, Muslima, think you have misogyny to complain about. For goodness sake, grow up, or at least grow a thicker skin. Richard," unquote. While various people weighed in on this, most not at all sympathetic to Richard Dawkins, culminating in Ms. Watson herself on Skeptic blogging, quote, "To have my concerns, and more so the concerns of other women who have survived rape and sexual assault, dismissed thanks to a rich white man comparing them to the plight of women who are mutilated, is insulting to all of us. Feminists in the West have been staunch allies of the women being brutalized elsewhere, and they've done a hell of a lot more than Richard Dawkins when it comes to making a difference in their lives," unquote. Then, according to Gawker, she called for a boycott of Dawkins' books. Message I'm getting? Atheists don't have sex much. And with the existence of God no longer in dispute, they really don't have many important things to worry about. I gotta go.